This is Dr. Lee, getting follow-up the progress note. Patient named Smith, SMITH, ADA, ADA, date of birth 3/5/1932, place Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West. Date of service 1/9/2024. Patient seen today at the nursing home follow-up for hypertension, dementia, anemia, GERD. History of present illness. This is a 91-year-old female. She has been admitted to subacute rehab. She has a known history of hypertension, dementia, GERD, glaucoma. She is dependent on her ADL. She denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. Next line. Past medical history, hypertension, dementia, anemia, GRD, diverticulitis, mood disorder, reward system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary cough, cardiac adjustment, GN, vomiting, diarrhea, rest of the reward system negative. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, forgetful, and disoriented. Blood pressure 120 over 76, pulse 72, temperature 97.8 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 96%, body weight 139 pounds. Head damage, neurophilic, eyes, anectaric, no ear, and is a discharge, nexus, no JVD, chest, no tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, SNS2, abdomen, soft, non tender, also positive, neuro, she's awake, forgetful and disoriented, sitting in the chair, no distress, assessment, hypertension, next line, dementia, next line, mood disorder, next line, chronic anemia, next line, history of anemia, history of glaucoma, plan of care, patient is doing well on current medical therapy. Recently, she has been maintained on amlodipine 5 mg daily for hypertension, calcium and vitamin D supplement daily. Chanakot 8.6 mg 2 tablet twice a day for constipation. Talna 650 Q12 of PNN. Zola 37.5 mg every day for anxiety and depression. And she's on Trivatan, TRAVAT, and Trivatan 0.004% eye drops. Both eyes are bedtime. We'll continue current medication. No other issue reported. Discuss with the nursing staff. Next patient. Siaka, C-I-A-C-A, Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, Siaka, Louise. Date of birth 2/8/1946, please. Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West. Data service 1/9/2024. Patient seen today. And the subacute rehab. Patient has spinal stenosis, hypothyroidism, hypertension, cognitive impairment. Seen today for follow-up, she also has a sacral skin break. Today she denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, nausea, vomiting, patient lying on the bed. She also has a hyperlipidemia, mood disorder. The reverse system, headache, dizziness, blood, cough, cardiac, congestion, GI, vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital, hematuria, neural, physical, pain is away. Alert but forgetful and disoriented, blood pressure 130 or 74, pulse 72, temperature in the sample 5%, T sample 500 respiratory, 20 pulse ox 98%. Neck supple, no JVD, chest, not tender, lungs, no wheezing, heart, SNS2, abdomen is soft, not tender, bowel, positive extremities, no edema, neuro, she's patient is awake, alert but forgetful and disoriented. Labs, hemoglobin A1C 6.0, Depakote levels 43, WBC 5.0, hemoglobin 10.3, mercury 33.6. A suspect patient has been admitted with multiple medical issues. Patient has schizophrenia, next line, cognitive impairment, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line, anemia, next line, next line, stage 3 pressure wound in the sacral area, plan of care. Patient has been maintained on current medical therapy, Tylenol, 650 3 times a day PLN for pain, artificial tears for dialysis, Apraxa 10 mg daily for schizophrenia, calcium supplement for bone health, multivitamin daily supplement, potassium chloride 20 mEq daily for hypokalemia, metoprolol 75 mg daily, vitamin D supplement 2000 units daily, iron tablet 325 mg daily, folic acid 1 mg daily, Sanacard for constipation, fish oil supplement 2 capsules twice a day, local expository PRN if needed for severe constipation, atorvastatin 20 mg QPM for hyperlipidemia and Depakote 500 mg 2 tablets once a day for mood disorder. Artificial tears, Florastar probiotic, 1 capsule daily, Lasix 20 mg daily, Glypizar 10 mg daily, Levothroxine 100 mcg daily for hypothyroidism, Mirtazapine 15 mg daily, Abilify, ABILIFY, intramuscular 400 mg injection every 28 days. Currently, patient is stable. Will continue all her current medication. No other issue reported by the nursing staff. Next patient, Philip, PHILLIPS, Bernard, BERNARD, date of birth 11-2-1961, place Autumn Lake, Healthcare at Arlington West, date of service 1-9-2024, patient seen at the nursing facility today for follow-up as monthly visit. Patient has a known multiple medical problem. He's a poor historian. Diabetes mellitus, seizure disorder, hypertension, CVA, expressive aphasia, hyperlipidemia. Today when I saw him, he denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, past medical history, and left MCA, CVA, next in expressive aphasia, next in hyperlipidemia, next in seizure disorder, type 2 diabetes mellitus, ambulatory dysfunction due to stroke, and dual system, headache, dizziness, pulmonary and cough, cardio, assessment, GI, and musculoskeletal and the pain, and then to urinary hematuria. Neuron syncope, physical patient is awake, he is alert, blood pressure 138 over 84, pulse 78, temperature 97.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%, body 832 pound, neck supple rigidity, chest and tender lungs, and no wheezing, heart test and stroke, abdomen soft, non-tenable from past activities, no edema, neuro, he is awake, forgetful and disoriented. And left, here the left MCA stroke, the right side weakness. Assessment, patient is admitted, CVA, the right side weakness, next line. Diabetes mellitus, next line. Hyperlipidemia, next line. Expressive aphasia, next line. Hypertension, next line, plan of care. I have reviewed our patient all the medications. Patient has been maintained on lisinopril 40 mg daily for hypertension, Coractin 12.5 mg BID, multivitamin supplement daily, metformin 1000 mg twice a day for diabetes, aspirin 81 mg daily, Rembrandt 15 mg for appetite stimulant, Lexapro 10 mg daily, Keppra 1000 mg, Keppra 1000 mg every evening for seizure disorder. Calandine 0.1 mg TID for hypertension, Tarna 650 Q6 PR for pain a day, Gabapentin 100 mg 3 times a day, Dalantin tablet 50 mg, 1 tablet 3 times a day, Atorvastatin 80 mg daily. Keppra, he get 1000 mg in the morning, evening, and 500 mg in the morning. He get two different doses, 1000 mg in the evening and 500 mg Keppra in the morning. Tramadol 50 mg, half tablet every 6 hour PRN. Lantus insulin, 4 units subcutaneous daily. Nifedipine XL, 60 mg daily. Lexapro, 10 mg daily. Now the medication reviewed. Patient has been refusing the blood draw. Today when I came to see the patient, asked for the nursing staff, but he's refusing the lab draw. Today, even after discussion with him, he agreed to get the blood draw next week. We'll try that again. In the meantime, he'll be monitored closely, continue monitoring blood sugar and all the medications. Next patient. Holland. Sheridan. H-O-L-L-A-N-D, S-H-E-R-I-D-U-N, date of birth 10-10-1950, place. Autumn Lake, healthcare at Arlington West, patient seen. And date of service 1-9-2024. Patient seen today at the nursing rehab. Follow-up. Patient is lying on the bed. It has a multiple medical problem. CVA, hypertension, dementia, schizophrenia, mood disorder, hypertension, coronary artery disease, G2 feeding, dysphagia. Today when I saw him, he's lying on the bed, no headache, dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. nervous system limited because patient is not answering any question. Physical exam, he's awake, lying on the bed, and does not answer any question. His blood pressure 122 over 68, pulse 68, temperature 27.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%, body weight 168.5 pounds. Next, a positivity test, non-tender lungs, and wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen soft, non-tender blocks of positive extremities. No calf tenderness. The neuropatient confused, disoriented assessment. CVA, next line. Advanced dementia, next line. Hypertension, next line. Coronary artery disease, next line. Peripheral vascular disease, next line. Dysphagia, stress for G2 placement, next line. HTF. Aspiration, pneumonia. Plan of care. Medication review. Patient is on amlodipine 10 mg daily for hypertension, vitamin B1 160 daily, lactulose 30 ml daily, colanidine 0.1 mg daily, bar G2 for hypertension, aspirin 81 mg daily, Fenacart / Docuset 2 tablet of G2 twice a day for constipation. Dulcolax expository PRN Pepsid 20 mg daily. Plavix 75 mg daily. Internal assistant. Two tablet 3 times a day by G2. We'll continue all his current medications. Patient blood pressure is stable, and no other acute issue reported by the nursing staff. This end of vacation. Thank you. Next patient. Barwick, B-A-R-W-I-C-K. Barwick, B-A-R-W-I-C-K, Wendell, W-E-N-D-E-L-L, date of birth, 10/29/1950, place, Autumn Lake, Healthcare at Arlington West, date of service, 1/9/2024, patient seen to here, the nursing rehab for follow-up. Patient has been doing fairly well. He denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting. Patient has a known diabetes mellitus. His recent hemoglobin A1C 5.7. His diabetes is well under control. Nervous system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no diarrhea. Nervous system patient is not a very good historian. Physical exam, he's awake, alert, lying on the bed, forgetful, blood pressure 133 or 76, pulse 80, temperature 98.5, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%, body weight 172.5 pounds. Neck supple, no JVD chest, not tender, lungs, bilateral, clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non turbosome positive, extremities. No cough tenderness, neuropatient awake, forgetful and disoriented. Lab reviewed, medication reviewed, assessment CVA, next line. History of colon cancer, status post right hemicolectomy. Next line, history of prostate cancer, status post brachytherapy. Next line, history of PE. Next line. Hypertension, history of heart failure with the reduced ejection fraction. Expressive aphasia, dysphagia, status quo G2 placement. plan of care at this point, his hemoglobin A1C is pretty good, and will continue his current medication. He's on metoprolol 25 milligram, half tablet BID by G2, ferrosulfate for iron supplement, daily Tylenol, Elixir 20 ml every 6 hours, PR and Miralax 17 gum daily for constipation. Patient has a previous skin tear wound on the right abdomen that is resolved much better. And the skin tear wound was followed by the wound team. No other issue reported today by the nursing staff. Currently, patient diabetes is controlled. Patient has been seen by endocrine. At this point, no recommendation for the endocrine. We'll continue all his current medication. No other QT reported today. Thank you.